Like to call to order the September 5th meeting of the Economic Development Planning Education Employment Arts and Agriculture Committee. Will you please call the roll?
Legislator Cahill said he could not be here tonight. Deputy Chair Litz?
Here.
Legislator Corcoran?
Here.
Legislator Criswell?
Here.
Legislator Hewitt?
Here.
Legislator Maloney is not here at the moment. Legislator Sperry?
Here.
We have a quorum, Chairman.
Excellent. We'll start the meeting. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Let the record show that Legislator Maloney has entered the room. Okay. First order of business, approval of the August 1st minutes.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion carried. Resolutions for the September 19th legislative session. There has been a request because an individual has another meeting to go to, so we're going to take one of them out of order. Resolution 485, designating the Ulster County Department of Tourism as the official tourism promotion agency of Ulster County. Motion.
I'll move that for discussion.
Second.
Okay. Motion is any discussion?
Would you care?
Everything going well?
Yes. Actually, we've had we are in our busiest time of year. It's been a tremendous season so far. This resolution happens annually. It allows Ulster County Tourism to apply for New York State matching funds. Without it, the state would not allow us to make the application. So thank you very much. And the meeting I am off to is, as some of you may remember, the Phoenicia Festival of the Voice took place for a very long time, but it has been reorganized. Now is the Hudson Valley Festival of the Voice, and they're having a kickoff meeting for organizers tonight. So I'm excited to hear all about their new plans and SUNY Pulse's participation in this and a whole bunch of new venues. So
excellent.
It's great.
Phil.
Thank you. And thanks to the Tourism Director Berger for your work. This strikes me as a strange thing that the state does. They make us pick an agency to be the official tourism agency. Don't most counties have a tourism department? Or, like, who else would possibly fill this role in other counties? Are there examples of that?
No, there are none. I do not understand why New York State makes every tourism department get this in order to apply for matching funds, but it's what they do. Yeah.
Any other questions? Any other comments? If not, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Chairman, for allowing me to get out of my other meeting.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Okay. Resolution number 479. Authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute a contract with New York State Empire State Development Corporation for state funding for the implementation of a Restore New York Communities Initiative grant, amending the 2023 county budget. Department of Economic Development.
I'll move that for discussion.
Second.
Well, actually, the executive has asked that we take no action on this because there's additional information they want to supply and possibly another resolution. So there'll be no action. Resolution 480, amending the 2023-2027 Capital Improvement Program, establishing capital project number 677, Golden Hill Transportation Improvements, amending the 2023 Capital Fund Budget, Department of Planning. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Do I have a second? Any discussion?
What is this? I'm looking at the backup. It's around $50,000.
I believe the resolution, and there is the planning department, I did see. The resolution is to put a traffic light down on 32 as well as some other improvements, including a gate up on
Glenn,
yes.
But $50,000 does all that? This is some kind
I of believe the $50,000 in the resolution, and I have it right here, is for the professional services to start the process. Because until they design it, they really don't have an idea of how much it's going to cost. Yeah, it says for design and engineering services, $52,000.
And from the beginning, they were never going to, we were going to pay for this? And everything that comes after it?
I don't know. To my knowledge, the city of Kingston has asked that has been a troublesome intersection for a number of years, and that now by adding additional vehicles in and out of there, that they had asked the county to include a signal at that location.
I remember it being a tough spot for one signal because it comes up over a hill, and a light there was also deemed to probably be dangerous, one single light. Is that where we're going?
Phil?
Yeah, I do have some information about that. The city of Kingston had brought in an independent traffic firm to evaluate that, and they came back saying that the signal was warranted. I know at other points the county planning has, I mean, Planner Doyle's here and could speak to this, but there have been arguments that it was dangerous and it shouldn't be there and so forth. I know that the residents of that area, this is my district, also are concerned about if the light's not there after they close the gate at Glen Street and the traffic that's going between the nursing facility and Washington Avenue is diverted, that there would then be more traffic. And so that's what I heard about it. There was a separate...
And it is a state road, so the state of New York is going to do an analysis. It has to meet certain requirements before they would allow a light on their highway.
And we're paying for it all? Was my question. What comes after this, we're going to, no matter how much this is, we're paying for it, or is Penrose ever going to?
This resolution is only for the design and engineering services.
I can speak to that. So the short answer is that the gate was promised to the residents of Glen Street prior to and part of the work that the county was doing on Goldenville even before the Penrose project. The county is... my understanding is the county will assume the cost of the gate itself. Those design costs are minimal, somewhere in the neighborhood of about $13,000 or $14,000 for design costs. And we don't know what the installation costs are going to be yet, but they're minimal design costs. The signal is both a requirement of the existing uses from the county at the site because of site distance concerns, as well as the increased traffic associated with Penrose. I believe that we're looking somewhere in the neighborhood of about a 60-40 split when those costs come in. Current signals are running in the neighborhood of about $300,000 to $400,000 from the latest bid that we have from the state for a signal that was just let in the town of Gardner. So there will be a capital project that would be proposed associated behind this for the actual construction.
60-40, us with the state or us with Penrose?
Penrose.
And who's 60, who's 40?
We are the 40.
Okay. Yeah. But this doesn't go into, we're paying for all of this. Why wouldn't this
That's
be,
correct.
Why wouldn't this be 60-40? Yeah,
that's correct. Well, it could be when we look at the final reimbursements.
Okay. One quick question about the Golden Hill. Won't take long, I don't think. The solar credits, where are they going?
Solar credits under the agreements that were passed by the legislature would go to Penrose.
And when did we pass that?
I passed a resolution last month to essentially allow the signature of those agreements that were in front of the legislature.
That was part of that?
That's correct.
I don't recall that being in there.
Okay. Well, that's not tied to this resolution. So, any other questions? I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? One opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Resolution 482. Authorize a memorandum of agreement with the Village of New Paltz to provide water to the Ulster County Veterans Cemetery Veterans Service Agency. The motion, please.
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Discussion? Questions?
Is there any connection? We had been talking about with the Government Operations Center and water. Is this anywhere in that same conversation?
No, this is out on Plains Road, which is out by the Walk Hill River.
Right. So it's not part of it?
It's miles and miles and miles away.
Just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Any other questions? I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All those abstain. Motion carries. 6-0. Resolution number 483, approving the execution of a contract for $78,188 entered into by the County Transpo Group USA Incorporated Department of Planning. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Discussion. Dennis, you want to give us a little update on this?
Thank you, Chair.
Please.
Mr. Doyle, excuse me. That's fine. This contract is essentially a requirement of the Transportation Council's federal requirements to update its what they call coordinated plan, coordinated human service plan, which is generally used to fund people that have disabilities or elderly. It's something called Section 5310 funding. So this is a requirement. This is an update for that plan. The council, on a 2-year basis, awards somewhere in a neighborhood of about $300,000 to $400,000 in current money to essentially make those provisions go forward. The wards have included RUPCO. They've included the County of Ulster. They've included ARC in the past, and they've also, I think, we did do an award at one point in time for Access as well. And the thought that we're working on now, and one of the things that we want to sort of focus on with respect to this update, is the idea of essentially using the capital investments here. These are capital investments. The capital investments here provide service throughout a region rather than for a particular project. So in the past, what they've done is we've bought buses, or the federal government has funded buses on a project-by-project basis. The thought would be that we actually fund buses on the basis of a service basis rather than a project-by-project basis. There's issues associated with that, but we're going to work through some of those issues as part of this. And then the next piece of this is to start to think about mobility management, and it goes hand in hand with the next contract that's in front of the legislature tonight as well.
I have a question. This is 100% federally reimbursed.
These are, yes. They're 90. Okay. They're technically 95.5, but the 5% on this is essentially staff time, which is already funded.
Okay. Yet the financial impact says that it's 23, 24, and 25 appropriations. It doesn't say 90% federal, or it doesn't state in there at all that the federal government's given us any money.
We can certainly change that, but it is 100% federal funds.
All right. I would like to see that change. This will hear people understand that it's not coming out of county appropriations. It's coming from future federal appropriations.
And that's for 43 and 44?
And it will be for 484 also, because I picked that up on that one also. But we'll mention that when we get to that one.
And this is a busing? I was just trying to follow what this is for busing?
This is for essentially to do the necessary coordinated plan, which is required at the federal level, so that we can be eligible to purchase buses under a program that comes out from FTA.
And it's a study.
We don't generally purchase the buses. Those services are offered by other nonprofits and by people that essentially provide services to elderly, veterans, and disabled.
A lot of federal
to do with UCAT.
a lot of federal programs require that the county, the town, and the village have plans to appropriate the funds that they're putting in for. So this is a transportation plan. This is funding a plan so that when we apply for federal monies, they're going to say, well, what are you going to use the money for? Here's our plan.
Well, that's what I was just trying to get more specifics on the logistics of what exactly we're doing now. You know, just to understand,
We're funding a plan for future transportation.
And this is to us disabled and elderly?
It could be.
To doctor's appointments, which we do now.
And UCAT would be an eligible entity. Nonprofits are eligible. UCAT is an eligible entity. UCAT has received this funding in the past. Office of Aging Bus would be a good example.
The Veterans Bus.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
This first resolution doesn't mention UCAT, but the next one does.
Yeah. The other one is more specific. Any other questions? I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Resolution 484, approving the execution of a contract for $172,243.56 entered into by the county with Foursquare Integrated Transportation Planning Incorporated, Department of Planning. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. I believe this is a follow-up to 483. Any questions?
How is it different?
So 483 literally is a requirement under FTA standards, and from the Transportation Council, and it deals solely with disability individuals and aged individuals. Uh-huh. This is essentially the study that the county has been requesting relative to route optimizations and routing for the UCAT facility.
Nice.
So this will go into all of those things that has been discussed multiple times in this committee and also in the transit committee work being done in other committees with respect to making sure that we begin the effort of doing a complete review of all of the necessary routes for Ulster County Area Transit. And it will also consider, within that contract, there's also consideration for microtransit in there. And then finally, there's recommendations in there from professionals in terms of looking at the current state of the county's technological infrastructure as it relates to UCAT and its ability to essentially handle dispatch, handle something like microtransit, et cetera.
Thank you.
Is this also tied to like the 5307 money?
It is 5307. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we're looking at here relative to where we are in terms of contractual work, there will be probably some 5307 money in here. We're going to use planning funds. We still have what they call FTA planning funds, but we're going to run out of money given where we are in terms of appropriations. We may be able to sneak into next year, but we're going to be able to allocate FTA 5307 fund, which is basically bus and bus facility fundings, which are eligible for planning purposes.
Okay. Peter.
Will there be an opportunity for members or a member or representative from the RUTA organization who've been meeting about transportation? Because there's a lot of good ideas there. There's a lot of possibilities for really solid input into this.
There is a requirement in the contract for a public participation plan and a stakeholder interview plan.
Okay, great. And that'll be widely disseminated.
So absolutely.
Okay, great. That's excellent.
And I'll make the same comment I did on 483 regarding the financial impact. I'd like to see that updated, showing that we're getting reimbursed by the federal government.
Well, 44 has that, I think.
Well, it says it in this box, 100% federal, but at the bottom for appropriations.
Where it says financial impact, it should show that we're getting reimbursed by the federal government.
I think it should probably say 95.5 with a quick
if that's what it's going to be, I guess.
It's actually 100% the way it works out, because the Transportation Council, the county picks up 5% of the staff time. We manage staff time against projects so that effectively what ends up happening is the staff time meets the 5% requirement. So it actually, in terms of the cost of the county.
Dollars pay for staff time.
Yeah. But in terms of cost to the county, this contract costs you zero.
Right. The county staff time
doesn't...
If I can paraphrase what you said, the county staff time are on being charged or reimbursed by the federal government. Phil, do you have your hand up?
Some other way? From some other money?
Yes.
Maybe.
I wanted to thank Legislator Criswell for bringing up the participation of the Riders of Ulster Transit Alliance. And I didn't come that prepared to discuss this tonight, but I know it's coming before Public Works, so I'll be better prepared then. But do we have two questions? First of all, do we have a timeline for when this will finish? This study?
Yes. Yeah, it's about 12 months.
Okay. Thank you. And the second question is, I remember a couple of things in there that struck me as not applicable to our transit system, at least as it currently exists. For example, there was mention of fare boxes, which we have functionally eliminated because the county's picking up the tab for the fares. Like I said, I'll come better prepared next time, but what's that doing in there, and possibly something else that I'll mention in Public Works?
So the software that we're looking at is going, well, we're not looking at any software right now. The software analysis will go through all of those things that are typically associated with a transit facility. Fare boxes, we may not be collecting any now, but we could collect them in the future. We want to know that the software can support that work if you do decide to go that way. The main concern we have, quite frankly, is the routing software to make sure that we can amend routes and understand what those routes and what the cost of those routes amendments would be. And B is that we can do ridership analysis on those routes. And last but not least, that we can basically make sure that if we have we need a sophisticated dispatch function, so that if we go into microtransit, that dispatch function can work effectively with our staffing. If you don't have effective dispatch functioning, then microtransit doesn't do you any good.
Just one more thing. I just wanted to remind you of the ongoing conversation that's happening about increasing transportation options across the river, especially to Bard and the Bard community, who's now becoming much more integrated with Kingston and Ulster County. So I want to make sure there's a possibility of having comments from that side of the river as well about what might be a more holistic regional kind of approach to transportation.
You should know that the firm that we're looking at in this instance, which is Foursquare, they did the Connect Mid Hudson study that looked at all the transit options across both rivers. They did an entire regional study that looked at Orange, Dutchess, and Ulster as a single transit system.
That's great. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. Motion carries. 485 we did already. 486, approving an additional appropriation for the 2023-2024 Ulster County Community College budget to offset tuition increases. SUNY Ulster. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Discussion. Chair Cahill could not be here tonight, but he did have a couple of questions. He would like to know if there is a schedule of Board of Trustees meetings that is accessible to the public.
Absolutely.
And where would that be found?
They're found on our website. I can certainly send the link.
Please do that, and please forward it to everyone on the committee.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Second question. Are there links to the current and previous resolutions before the board, as well as backup for those resolutions?
I don't know if I fully understand what he's
asking. I think what he's asking, because I don't know either, but it sounds like...
Read that again, please.
Yeah. Are there links to the current and previous resolutions before the board, as well as backup for those resolutions? We passed a resolution approving your budget.
Absolutely.
Have you mentioned in here that resolution? Yeah, resolution approved 2020 Community College budget.
Point of clarification, this did not come from the college, this resolution.
Hmm. Legislator Stewart helped spearhead it.
Oh, because it does say SUNY Ulster.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not quite sure what Brian once there, but current resolution is 486. The previous resolution that passed the budget was 331. So I don't know what else he's looking for. But I'm sure if he has any additional questions, he'll contact you.
Absolutely.
And when we get answers to those questions, please make sure that everybody on the committee gets those responses.
Could I offer just a little bit of more insight?
Yes, you may.
So we have already submitted our 23-24 budget approval to SUNY. So as you all know, SUNY must approve our budget, mm-hmm. as well as the Board of Trustees, the county legislature. Then it goes up to SUNY for full ratification. Okay. Our college fiscal year has already kicked off. Our students were back on campus on the 28th. Our financial aid packages have already been completed for the upcoming year. So this action would undo all of that work, and we would be back at the drawing board in terms of approvals. We would also be required potentially to resubmit to SUNY. SUNY approves all community college budgets as a pack, so they would have to pull us out for that.
So do you not appreciate this?
I absolutely appreciate the intent. The intent.
So perhaps
it's the timing.
So you've already charged the students $100.
Yes.
But if we pass this, would you then rebate them that $100?
That would be a challenge to figure out exactly what would happen. Again, our tuition and fee schedule is approved by our Board of Trustees. The county legislature approves the maintenance of effort and the total budget line.
Who did for Eric to put this in? I think everyone here would have assumed it was in conjunction with the college. Who at the college did he work with?
I thought too.
Nobody.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure people were getting support.
I understand, and I think if he did it earlier, they would have appreciated it, but it sounds like it's almost...
I believe there was discussion in this committee about not wanting to pass an additional $100 tuition on to. So it may have been Brian. I'm not sure, or it just came out of that discussion.
Well, it sounds like we should probably be a no on this.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Sounds like we should probably be a no on this. The college is telling us.
Well, the other thing we can do, since this is they're already back at school, we can postpone this for a month and find out, you know, what would have to happen for this to happen.
Yeah. Don't kill it, but just postpone it maybe.
I'd like to hear from Legislator Stewart what his intention, you know, just get a better background.
Through the chair to the legislature?
Sure, however he wants to tell us, you know, who he spoke to, how he created this resolution, you know.
And if he knows that it's going to require them to refile everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because what you just said sounds like a horrible nightmare.
And postponing, you know. I just will say that by that point, SUNY will have approved.
Okay, so sounds like we would entertain a motion to postpone in a month, and then maybe invite Legislator Stewart to come here and give us his information.
Mm-hmm.
Phil.
Thank you. So I seem to recall during the discussion of the SUNY Ulster budget that you gave us a thorough presentation, and then you explained the rate increase and what the state was going to do and so forth, and then you asked us in the legislature for some funds, which I had thought we had awarded. Was that not to offset the tuition increase? Was that not what those funds were for? Was that general operating, or what was that all for?
The last I knew, what we approved was their budget. I wasn't aware that there was anything other than their budget at the time.
There was an increase in the ask.
In the
budget that we approved, it had already had an increase that was baked into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was general operating expenses.
It was part of the approved budget.
Right.
Okay.
I'll make the motion that we postpone this for a month to get clarification on intent and whatever communication did or did not happen with the college.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, so we're going to postpone it. Last but not least, Resolution 545, confirming the reappointment of a member of the Ulster County Community College Board of Trustees.
I'll make the motion.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. Discussion? Quiet group tonight.
Can we hear a little bit about who the trustee is? I know it was in the packet, but just from...
Yeah, the trustee is listed in the resolution.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's a reappointment, so they've mm-hmm. been on the board. Victoria St. John Gillian.
Mm-hmm. She's been on our board for a very long period of time. She's very... Her father-in-law is one of our founding trustees, so she's very... has a lot of history with us, and she's an absolute asset to us on our board.
Any further comments, questions? I'll call the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Is there any new business? Hey, man, let me mark this down.
Yeah, sure. Right. I just wanted to give an update on the Arts and Culture Master Plan, if I may.
Okay.
So we had 10 really solid... the RFP process was really great, as I have mentioned before. A very collaborative effort with purchasing, and you know, we send it out really widely. I have some connections with the Americans for the Arts, and we send it to a big list of folks from that Americans for the Arts recommended. We got 10 really solid applications, and we've whittled it down to 4 now, and we're going to be we've invited them to come and interview with us, and so we'll have those interviews in mid-September, late September, and we'll make our selection pretty quickly, and I'm expecting that the project itself will start either late fall or beginning of next year, and it's probably going to be an 8 to 12 month project depending on which consultant we go with, so it's probably going to be lasting all through 24, and it's going to be a very thorough process of creating a committee that then works with identifying arts organizations, arts professionals. We're going to have a big focus on economic development and the makers industry up here, connections with tourism, and also we're going to be really focusing on gentrification and housing needs and sort of really looking at the arts holistically. So I'm really excited about this project, and I will just continue to update you as it progresses. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other new business? Any old business? Hearing none, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yeah.
What's that?